This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Around the world, Valentine's Day has different traditions depending on the country it's being celebrated in. Food plays a major role in many of the customs, as well as other rituals that date back to the Middle Ages. In China, Valentine's Day takes place on the seventh day of the seventh lunar month on the Chinese calendar. All the single ladies head over to the Temple of Matchmaker to pray for luck in finding love. In Japan, it's the women who are supposed to spoil their men by showering them with special chocolates and other gifts. There are cheaper chocolates sold that are reserved for men who women feel sorry for, such as unpopular co-workers. In South Korea, the same tradition of women gifting their men exists, but there is an additional unofficial holiday on April 14th, known as Black Day, in which single people who didn't receive gifts get together to eat a special dish of noodles with black bean sauce and commiserate in their loneliness. For those who are too shy to attempt online dating, avoid Scotland on Valentine's Day. A popular tradition there is called the Search of the Valentine Date. The first man or woman a person sees on the street becomes his or her Valentine. Have a way with words? In the spirit of the bard, Brits write sonnets and verses to each other, in addition to exchanging chocolates and flowers. In France, an old tradition known as une loterie d'amour, or drawing for love, might have been a precursor to some kind of horrendous reality show. In this tradition, single men and women entered houses facing each other and took turns calling out to one another until they were paired off. However, if the man disapproved of his match, he would simply leave the woman for another man to call her. The women that didn't get picked would get together later for a ceremonial bonfire, in which they would throw pictures of the men who rejected them. Fortunately, the French government eventually banned the ceremony because the bonfires became too uncontrollable. If none of these traditions appeal to you and your loved ones, stick around the U.S. and keep it simple. A nice bottle of wine and some chocolates should be more than enough to express your love on Valentine's Day. I'm Sarah Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Dusk by Jerome Elowell. Thanks for listening.